Halloween is tomorrow, and NPR's movie critic Bob Mondello knows all about creating and critiquing scary, make-believe worlds. But reviewing high-budget Hollywood films got him thinking about the simpler frights he helped scare up in his first job.
Yeah, it's a dark and stormy night. Roads washed out.
Hello?
Phones gone dead. The mystic's read her Ouija board.
Can you show us a sign?
And zombies are popping through doorways left open by a demented Cupid doll. Been there, seen that, got the t-shirt. In fact, I practically designed a t-shirt for this stuff back in the 1970s, before I was a movie critic. My first gig out of college was doing publicity for a theater chain called Roth Theaters, working for Paul Roth, an old-school movie guy who'd probably forgotten more about showmanship by that time than I'll ever know. He had a couple of drive-in theaters, and for them, Halloween was both a challenge and an opportunity. The right place for scares, obviously, but hard to find new movies for when the weather got cold. So Paul dug deep in the B-movie horror vaults and showed me how to sell the sizzle, not the steak. Something like this.
Friday night at the Ranch Drive-In, our Dusk to Dawn Halloween Horrorthon. All-night Fright Fest with five, count them, five full-length features. Shuddering Spectre is guaranteed to scare you shoutless. Film so terrifying, can't even reveal the title.
Yeah, couldn't reveal the titles because they were more terrible than terrifying.
We can say this. No one with a heart condition will be admitted. We'll have nurses in attendance and a hearse standing by.
Man, I used to love writing copy like that. Years later, when John Goodman played a 60s horror guy in the movie Matinee, wiring theater seats to deliver electric shocks at scary moments.
The big studios, none of them have anything like it.
I felt like I was watching my boss.
I love this business.
These days, you go to a scary movie, you see a scary movie. And no question, the scares are scarier now. It's all up there on screen. But the old horror-thons and terroramas, which were horror-thons but sexy, had their charms, too. I still remember Paul showing me how a little red food coloring in the popcorn oil could turn a bucket of popcorn into a
bucket of blood.
Kind of gross, right? But the point was to scare the yell out of you, and we mostly did. I'm Bob Mondello.
Little question of taste?
No, but your younger patrons, you could have some seat wetness.